Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
It's 11 questions on the 1980s. While I ask my wife, Ashley Starling Buds, questions about the famous decade. This is Trivia with Buds. Let it be. And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show, which is different every single day. Today, I'm recording this episode on my phone in my backyard, sitting in what I'll call suburban nature. That's right. High walls, and the walls are covered in vines. We have a gazebo. We have little planters and a lot of weeds because this house that we're renting now does not come with a gardener. But the landlord said, as long as it looks like this when you move out, you're good. So we can make it nicer if we want to put in some time, or we can just kind of leave it. We'll probably meet halfway in that regard. But today's episode should be a fun one. It's just a quick little chat. My wife walked in the room this morning and she was feeding the baby. And I said, hey, you want to do a podcast? And she said, not really. And I said, you're on. And we hit record. So it's all about the 80s. This was from our 80s week a couple weeks ago, and it's called the 1980s timeline. So you are going to try and figure out these questions along with her about the 80s. So it'll be like 1982, this thing happened, and then you'll answer the question. So you'll see how many of those you can get out of 11. She did not have high hopes for herself. I think she said she'd get maybe half of them or even less than that. And we'll see what happens on this one. And it's always fun having Ashley on because she makes me laugh in a very real way for various reasons. So check that out. It's the weekend. The weekend is here, and I am starting some bingo at a place called First Class Pizza, and that's in Riverside, California. It's Saturday night. I'd love to see you there if you live anywhere around Riverside, California. It's free. It's from 7 to 9, and this pizza place has a ton of great local craft beers on tap, and the owner, Rish, really knows how to get customers in there to try the beers, the pizza, and hopefully this Saturday, the bingo. So I'm looking forward to that. You can also play trivia and bingo with me tonight in Riverside at Route 30 Brewing, which is one of my favorite places that I've hosted at for about a year with my friends Eric and Tommy and Trey behind the bar. You can check out all my locations by going to triviawithbuds.com and click on Trivia Locations. And if you have a bar, if you have a brewery, if you have a special event coming up that could use a host in any way, whether it's trivia or comedy or bingo or whatever you got going on, think about having your pal, Ryan Buds. You can drop me a line, ryanbuds@gmail.com anytime, or you can hit the contact link on the top of triviawithbuds.com. All right, guys, happy weekend, and get ready for this 1980s timeline episode with my wife, Ashley Starling Buds. Here we go. Sitting here in our brand new house in North Fontana, North Fontana, California. And that's the laugh of my wife, Ashley Starling Buds, a name who's hyphenated on her own regard.
Damn straight.
She's sitting here and she's feeding our son Tommy, who's giggling as well. And I said, let's do a quick podcast. Let's see how much you know about the 80s. So we're going to see how much.
No, first Ashley... he gave me a choice of topics. And I said, I don't know, which one would I do better in? And you said, I don't know. So then I asked, well, is the 80s historical? And you're like, well, it's for the old people. So you should do okay.
Yes, this is for my senior communities. Way to really make it nice and sugarcoated by saying for the old people.
Well, way to make it nice that you're like, yeah, you could do it. I made it easier.
I handed out stickers for the podcast to them yesterday, so they may be listening.
They don't know what a podcast is.
Wow.
This my is dad getting... doesn't know what a podcast is.
That's true. And your dad's pretty smart. We're going to do a round called the 1980s timeline. This is 11 questions all about the 80s. I'll give you the year and a little question about that year, and you've got to answer it. How many do you think you can get out of 11?
I don't know. 5.
Okay, about half. Here we go. Number one, 1980, the Winter Olympic Games were held in this quaint New York village. Number one.
What?
What quaint New York village do you think held the Winter Olympic Games back in 1980?
Is there like a... I got nothing.
The answer was Lake Placid.
Oh, yeah, didn't know that. Nope.
It's also a movie about a giant alligator. Right? Crocodile? Something like that.
Monster?
Monster. Number two, 1984. This sitcom about a doctor named Cliff Huxtable and his family premieres on NBC.
You can't do questions about him.
Well, it's about the show.
Cosby.
It was the Kevin Spacey Variety Hour. Is that the him you were talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was Bill Cosby, that's right, and the Cosby Show.
Yeah, I don't think you can do questions about him anymore.
I feel like the whole, you can't curse the cast of the Cosby Show. They're all fine people.
I guess that's true. I was actually waiting for, I hosted trivia for you this week.
Yeah.
And there was a question with a quote from American Beauty, and it's a Kevin Spacey quote.
Yeah.
And it was very much like, I have a lot to be mad about, but there's a lot of beauty in the world. And I was like, oh, come on.
Yeah, I'm like, I wonder if he's saying that now.
I know, that's what I was thinking too. And then I was waiting for people to like put up a fight about it. But nobody did.
Yeah, number three. 1983, this famous woman travels to space. If you get this
alien?
One. What? No, this is a real thing.
Oh.
That was great. Number three. It's a real woman. 1983, this famous woman travels to space. If you get this one wrong, you
then
know.
It's not shocking. I have no idea.
Come on. Famous woman in space?
Famous woman in space?
No guesses? I thought you were into history.
Yeah, not the 80s. Give me something on, like, you know, the Civil War.
Sally Ride.
Who?
Sally Ride?
I got nothing for you.
You didn't know Sally Ride?
No.
All right.
Ride, Sally Ride. Isn't that a song? Is that her?
I don't know. I don't think so.
That's a weird coincidence.
Maybe.
Let's look it up. Someone look it up on this podcast.
Number four, 1989.
No.
Number four, 1989. This man became the 41st president of the U.S.
Oh, shit. George Bush Sr.
Yes, George H. Bush. The H was, what was the H for?
Oh, I have no idea.
Henry?
If your middle name is different, doesn't that make you not a senior and a junior? Like your dad and brother had the same
Well, he
name.
Wasn't George, he's not George Bush Jr., the other George
they don't
Bush.
They call him Jr.?
No, they call him George W.
W. All right.
Number five, 1983, the first holiday is named celebrating this man. 1983, the first holiday is named celebrating this man.
In the 80s? I have no idea.
Wow, really?
I don't know who the hell was.
You said you minored in history. Majored?
Majored, which is worse.
All right.
I didn't do modern history, dude. I majored in ancient Greece. You got any ancient Greek questions on there?
Nah.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
That was only in the 80s?
That's right.
Wow, that's sad.
Number six, 1985, the wreckage of this vessel is discovered and explored.
Titanic.
That's right. You got one.
Woo!
Number seven.
I really get one?
I think you maybe got the first one, too. Number seven, 1980. This colorful cube debuted at the International
Rubik's
Toy
cube.
Fair. Yes, the Rubik's Cube. You gotta let people play along at home, hon.
No. I got one right. I was excited. They can play along to the other nine that I got wrong.
Number eight, 1986. Blank Across America attempts to form a human chain from New York to California to raise money to fight hunger and homelessness.
Oh.
Blank Across America. Fill in the blank.
Hands.
It is Hands Across America. And I was thinking about it. Even if you put everybody left to right, there's no way it would stretch across the country, would it?
Yeah, it would. There's a billion people.
No, there's not a billion people in the country.
How many people live in the United States? Some podcast listener. Look that up.
It's like 300 and something million.
No, there's no way.
Yeah, there is way.
Hey, Siri.
Oh, my God.
She's not going to answer me. I'll look it up when we're done.
I know. It's 300 and something million people. And if
That's
you put those
it?
Left to right, I feel like it wouldn't even come close to reaching. But maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know.
Number 1989. This man is nominated to head the Joint Chiefs of Staff, becoming the first African-American to hold that position.
I have no idea.
Colin Powell. Come on. Get with the times.
What times? The 80s?
The 80s. And number 10, this two-letter movie about an alien is released.
Oh, of course you had to throw in this terrible, terrible film. Give me nightmares just from answering this question. I hate this when they get sick and they're in the white things and they come in and they're terrifying. It's what nightmares are made of. E.T.
The answer was aliens. No.
E.T. is a horrible movie.
You hate it.
I do hate it with like a passion. Like my children will never watch it.
And every time I find a creepy E.T. doll at the store, I always like to hold it up and scare you on an aisle.
Yeah, and you'll send me pictures of it if you're out by yourself. It's terrifying. I hate it.
And number 11, for 2 points, how much was a average gallon of gas in 1981? What do you think? Take a guess.
$1.52.
You were very close if you were dyslexic, because it was $1.25.
Oh crap.
$1.25 exactly. Nice job, Starling.
Ooh, you were right. 325.7 million people in 2017 lived in the United States.
I know some stuff.
I'm kind of surprised.
Yeah, thank you.
How do I find out if people would like stretch across the country?
I think the podcast's over.
What?
We've reached the end. And I don't know how you'd have to do the width of the country, whatever many...
By the average arm span of people?
Yeah, it would be ridiculous. Like, whoever thought of that did
I'm
not
think
I'm
figuring this out.
All right. Thank you so much. Anyone want to plug before you leave?
Trivial with Buds.
Oh, Tommy, you want to plug something? Just smiles? Very good. All right. Thanks, hon. That was a fun one. Drive safe. There it was, a fun chat with my wifey poo on a nice Friday morning here. Hopefully you had some fun nostalgic memories thinking of those 80s timeline question answers. And I bet you did better than Ashley, because she kind of laughed her way through that one. So I bet you got more questions right than she did. Speaking of nostalgia, I just saw this story pop up on my screen that they're bringing The Sandlot back to a like Netflix series type situation, kind of like Cobra Kai, where all the Sandlot kids are older and they're like 33 or 34 or something, which I think they all are about now. And that'll be really cool because Victor DeMattia, who played Tommy Timmons, was on my podcast about a year and a half ago. You go back and listen to that episode with him and Brian Bonsall from Blank Check. And it's a fun little back and forth with punk rock music and video game trivia. But I'm super excited for Victor and the whole gang from The Sandlot to be working again on such a fun project. I'm sure that will be the Sandlot TV series sequel for Netflix, it looks like. So check out that story. And also another story that popped up is that Mona from Who's the Boss died. I don't know if you watched that show. I used to watch that show with my mom all the time. She was a big Tony Danza fan. So we'd watch Who's the Boss, and Mona was like this sex-crazed mother-in-law that lived with them. And she was always some of the funniest parts of that show. So rest in peace to that actress. And if you haven't seen Who's the Boss, go back and check out Who's the Boss. It's a fun one. All right, guys, that's it for today's episode. Hopefully you have a great weekend and enjoy the weather wherever you're at, if it's even a little nice. It's cloudy here in California, but I'm sitting outside in shorts and a t-shirt. So if you're listening somewhere else that's more Arctic right now, it's going to get better. I promise. It's going to be great. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend. And we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.